love is gentle, faithful, swift, passionate, blind, and wondrous. All these are faces of love. In a moment, young Kate Wakefield, venturing into today's world of confusing freedoms, brought to you by Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol.
Mystery meat again. The food hasn't changed since the last time I was in college, but I have. 12 years later, 12 gray hairs. The only gray hairs in the entire class. So, I tried Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It has no peroxide, just covers up gray without changing your natural color. Loving Care made my hair softer and shinier. And two boys wanted my number.
Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It's good for your hair.
This is what aerosol hairspray sounds like. This is what Final Net sounds like. The big difference in the way they sound is the big difference in the way they work. Final Net is not an aerosol. It's concentrated to give you a great long-lasting hold. There are no wasteful propellants. That makes it economical, too. 8 ounces of Final Net go as far as 24 ounces of aerosol hairspray. You get a great hold at a great price. Final Net, the first sensible alternative to aerosol hairspray.
Kate, I couldn't believe you'd gotten back to town so soon.
I was going to take a few days off. I changed my mind.
Which makes you all woman.
Male chauvinist. Don't you ever change your mind.
That's all I'm doing these days. Back and forth, up and around. Well, never mind that. You were a good sport to come downtown so early.
I love an early morning walk. I used to walk a lot in Belhaven.
You never get quite free of Belhaven, do you?
Not really.
When am I going to see you again?
This evening.
Well, walking you through the park to your office, that's not enough.
Tony, I want to ask you something.
Anything.
That's a nice answer.
I mean it. I wish I'd told you everything about me and my so-called wife the first day I met you.
Mm.
People should never hide things when they really care about each other. But then, of course, you're a girl who has nothing to hide.
There were bad things about Tom I'd have liked to hide.
But that's the point. You didn't. From the first, I knew he'd been hooked on drugs.
He was my husband.
So, now we both know the worst.
Hmm.
Let's just forget it. What was it you wanted to ask me?
Who is Holly Benson?
Oh, well, you remember. Holly and Ned are my oldest friends. They're giving their big 15th anniversary party next Saturday that you turned me down on.
I know, but why does she want to see me?
Well, I didn't know she did.
I got a note from her when I came in last night. She asked me to meet her for lunch today. Why?
Well, I have no idea. But you'll like her. She's something of a kook, but it's hard to resist her.
She said she knew me. Tony, I've never met anybody named Holly Benson in my life.
She told me the name Kate Wakefield was familiar. You're going to lunch, aren't you?
Well, I'll have to call her back.
I'd like you to know her, Kate.
She's a friend of your wife's, too, isn't she?
That was a long time ago. A different life. Kate. Kate, I'm sorry for all this. I'd give my right arm to clear up this whole mess. You're the last girl in the world who should get involved with a married man. If I were married, I mean in any sense of the word except the legal, I'd call it quits. I want to take care of you. I don't want you hurt.
Hmm.
I'm doing my best right now to get my freedom.
And suppose she gets hurt. Tony, I couldn't do that.
If you met Claire, you'd understand. She has no use for me. I always have to call and make an appointment, and as often as not, she breaks it.
But she still wants you as her husband. She must still care about
you. She gets full support from me now. Now, she wants that more than the divorce.
Oh, Tony, it's getting late. I'd better go on to the office.
Kate, you're the only thing in my life that means a damn. Please, don't give up seeing me.
Morning, Peggy. Where's Gloria? still downstairs for coffee, Mr.
Tell her I want to see her when she gets back.
Yes, sir. Oh, Mrs. Cushing's in your office.
Thank you, Peggy. Morning, Claire.
Tony, darling.
This is a surprise. I didn't know you were ever up at this hour.
You know very little about me these days.
What can I do for you?
Oh, please, please, not the busy executive. You're looking extremely well, Tony.
Thank you. Claire, what's on your mind?
I'm leaving town for a few days.
I see.
Jumping for joy, darling?
No, not at all. Merely surprised with Holly's party coming up.
Oh, I'm trying to avoid that dismal affair.
It means a lot to her.
Wedding anniversaries? Who needs them? Milestones on the road to tedium. Or, should I say, headstones.
You're in good form this morning.
It's the challenge of seeing you. Tony, I have something to say to you.
If it's about money.
No, no. You've settled that quite handsomely. I've had a little talk with my lawyer.
What lawyer?
A man who understands my problem. Stephen Wolf.
Well, you can talk to a crook like that, but I won't.
He's given me some excellent advice. I think you should know what it is.
Uncle Thaddeus, can I ask you something?
Don't ask for money.
It's this cold, Unc.
Nephew, you need four-way nasal spray.
Will it help?
Used as directed, four-way provides the fastest decongestant relief possible for stuffy noses and sinuses.
Unc, that's a blast. Is it expensive?
Nah, four-way costs a darn sight less than the leading brand. You can't buy faster relief at any price.
I'm going to get some four-way.
Maybe you've got a nose for business after all.
If I had a nickel for every minute I spent in a dirty oven scraping and scrubbing, oh, I'd be living in Fort Knox.
Well, there's a different way to clean your oven that's less work. The overnight way, with Mr. Muscle.
Oh, come on.
It's true. With Mr. Muscle, you just spray it on at night. And while you sleep, its self-scouring foam lifts up the grease and grime.
Really?
So next morning, you just wipe clean.
Well, Mr. Muscle really sounds like a good man to wake up to.
You're Kate Wakefield, aren't you? Would you sit down?
Thank you. Yes, and you're
Holly Benson. Don't you remember me?
Yes, I do, but I don't remember from where.
You didn't know my name on that occasion. I happened to learn yours. Let's have our cocktails first.
Oh, just tomato juice, please.
Oh, all right. Two tomato juice, and we'll order later. And take your time.
I have to get back to the office.
Oh, well, it takes his time anyway. Tony tells me you're a very successful career girl.
Oh, that's about the last thing I am, Mrs. Benson.
Holly, please.
I'm Kate.
I know. Well, now, do you remember how we met?
At the Centerville Inn, wasn't it?
Yes, right. You were meeting someone, and I was waiting for the storm to stop, and I asked you to have a drink, and you said you were leaving.
Yes, I remember.
So, I met a couple of other people. They were really fun. No, nobody I'd ever care to see again, but we sat the storm out. I'm one of those people who thinks being alone is a waste of time. Now, do you know why I asked you for lunch?
I haven't the faintest idea.
Tony Cushing is one of my oldest friends, our oldest friend. He was the best man when Ned and I married. He's spoken of you.
I hope he has.
Oh, we adore him. And right now, he's having a very bad time.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You should. You're the cause of it.
I am?
Oh, I can see what Tony means. You're really not calculating, are you?
About what?
About people, life, about having a man like Tony mad about you.
Oh, I'm not sure about that.
Well, that's Tony's problem. I'm not here to convince you. I like you, Kate. You're direct. You don't play games.
I'm not sure I follow all this. Please tell me why you wanted to see me, Holly.
Well, that's a fair question. The reason is so simple, I could skip everything else. I want to invite you to my party on Saturday.
Your wedding anniversary?
Oh, Tony's told you about it.
Yes, he's asked me to go with him, but I refuse.
Well, you have that kind of good taste. But would you refuse if the hostess herself invited you?
I want you as my guest, Kate.
Did Tony ask you to do this?
Mm-mm. He knows nothing about it.
Then why?
I'm supposed to be up in the country right now. It would have been easier just to mail you an invitation with a little noting in it. Do come. We'd love having you. Which means nothing. And knowing you now, I guess you would have turned it down.
I think so.
So I wanted to meet you. Kate, please come.
It wouldn't be any different than going with Tony. I'd still be paraded as his new girl.
I'm going to level with you, Kate. I think you would be a fool not to come.
I have to decide that.
Do you care for him at all?
You mean if he weren't married?
Kate, I don't know anything about you or your life. But Tony's a pretty special guy. You're not going to meet a man like him often. Maybe never again. If you want him, you're going to have to put up some kind of a fight.
Isn't that up to Tony?
He can't do it alone. You have to make yourself visible. You have to let people know the kind of a girl Tony Cushing really wants. If you've got the guts to do it.
And if I have?
Drive up to the country with me tomorrow morning. Be a guest in our house for the weekend. Then just be yourself. It's up to you, Kate.
Faces of Love has been brought to you by Four-Way Nasal Spray. Gives you the fastest decongestant possible. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse. The Author's Studio presents the radio dramatization of William Makepeace Thackeray's classic novel, Vanity Fair, the story of the clever and charming adventuress, Becky Sharp. In a moment, our author, Mr. Thackeray. The Author's Studio is brought to you by Ban Roll-On, America's leading roll-on antiperspirant. Say, did you know that a 1.5-ounce bottle of Ban Roll-On antiperspirant costs about the same, yet lasts longer than most 5 or 6-ounce sprays? Listen to this. Averaging 2 seconds of spray per application each side each day, the longest lasting of the leading antiperspirant sprays will give you 37 days of protection. On the average, Ban Roll-On will give you 51 days. That's 38% longer. And tests have shown that Ban Roll-On will help stop wetness better than most leading sprays. Ban Roll-On, so economical, yet so effective.
Hi, I'm Sandy Wright. In 1966, I was in a Miss Clairol commercial. Then it was, does she or doesn't she? Today, she still does. I love my hair. After 9 years, yes, 9 years of using Miss Clairol cream formula, it's in great condition. Terrific body, easy to manage, and if I have any gray, who knows?
Miss Clairol cream formula. It's the hair color professionals use. The best it can be, at any price. Look for Miss Clairol to know you're the best you can be.
Dear listeners, are you there? Or have all deserted me after what I allowed to happen on Friday last? As I would another writer were author of Vanity Fair. Admitted, I have placed Becky Sharp in many a troublesome situation, but never before a dangerous one. Danger to her person, that is. But Friday... Pray do not blame me entirely. Becky takes over my pen. I plan with care, but before I know it, she is out of hand, the plot out of joint, and I out of countenance. So, what she has now set in motion must run its course. For those of you absent on Friday, here is what Becky Sharp, at Queen's Crawley Stable, said, without my permission, to Captain Rawdon Crawley.
No, my darling, may I ride?
I'll have Simon saddle the dapple mare.
No, your horse. I want to ride Hector.
Hector? Then you've ridden before.
Of course.
I didn't know. But can you manage a stallion?
Darling heart, didn't you say I could manage anything?
You can. Simon! Oh, there, Simon! Saddle Hector. There's a good man.
ridden before? Of course, said Becky, but did not say she has ridden only Miss Rose's and Miss Violet's little docile ponies. Surely, surely Rawdon will discover she knows nothing when she mounts. Well, let us face what comes.
Since you ride my horse, love, I ride Papa's favorite. It'll put him in high dudgeon. Simon!
Rawdon, no!
No what?
When he just came to me, I only just now thought of it. I want to have a gallop all alone.
Why, Becky?
I don't know why. I truly don't. But I want it terribly. Just down the lane and back again.
My sweet, I want to ride with you.
Oh, another time. Please, my dearest darling.
Oh, when you look at me like that, sound like that.
I knew you'd let me. Thank you.
You wanted me, Captain?
I won't ride, Simon. Saddle only Hector for Miss Sharp.
Beg pardon, sir?
Side saddle, of course.
No, Rawdon.
What now?
I won't have a simpering side saddle.
A stride?
Why not? I've on a very full dress.
Oh, but Becky...
But the ladies don't ride a stride. I'm not a lady, and that has some advantages.
Oh, I do give in to you. All right, Simon, my saddle.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes?
Miss Rebecca...
Go and saddle Hector, Simon. Don't trouble yourself about me.
But, ma'am, the pony's after...
Simon!
Go along, lad. We'll wait here.
Yes, sir.
The dear soul is shocked. I'll not ride a lady's saddle.
Why was he blathering about ponies?
Well, I sometimes ride the little girl's ponies with them. I expect he was saying Hector isn't a pony.
Well, hardly. My love, you're certain you were... Have you ever before ridden a stallion?
Yes. Oh, do stop fretting, dearie.
But why did you say you wanted a riding lesson?
Well, that was what you were to tell Aunt Matilda so we could meet.
And did tell her. Please, the old girl.
There's Simon leading Hector. Oh, what a beauty Hector is.
He is, but not easy to handle. My dear one, are you sure? Your little hand, hang it all. I don't like
this. Oh, hush, I like it. Call to Simon to open the gate. I want to go straight off down the lane.
Open the gate to the lane.
Yes, sir.
Becky, whatever you do, don't put your heels hard to Hector's flank and pull sudden and hard on the reins. He'll rear, and by Jove, we can't have that.
Rear? Like a circus horse?
And only I can calm him.
What put him to gallop?
Firm touch of your heels, bridle loose.
Oh, how wonderful, like magic. You'll help me mount, my darling.
What did you think? That great black beast, little creature like you? Ah, Simon shortened his stirrups for a little creature like you. Very good, Simon.
Captain, if I could speak to you,
Not till I've gone, Simon.
But, sir...
You heard me sharp. Come, Becky. Ready?
Ready.
Rawdon! Becky!
Oh, fiddle there, Sir Pitt. Quick, I want to be off before he comes.
Up you go.
There! Oh, I'm as tall as the sky!
Rawdon!
I'm off, dear Rawdon. Watch me. Watch me fly!
Simon, look at her. Off at a gallop.
Fool! Imbecile! What the devil have you come and done?
Look at her go, Papa. Rides like a queen.
Are you out of your wits? Becky Sharp never rode but a pony in her life.
Becky may be killed, but so you may be sure will Rawdon. Sir Pip will see to that. And we shall see what we shall see if we can bear to look. Out of deference for the female persons in my audience, I shall not pen the stream of vile oaths Sir Pitt spews out upon his son.
Leave off, for God's sake. Never sat a horse before.
Never. After her, fool.
Simon, pass this horse in the stables. Be quick.
There's none, sir. All in pasture.
Oh, God.
He'll show her. Savage her. Oh, I'll savage you, you ninny hammer noodle head. Becky!
She's still up.
Half-wit! You let her go. Don't like her, so you put her on that killer stallion.
Said she'd ridden stallions before.
Sir, she's turning.
Coming back.
Controlled him, she did. Look at her. Look. Bringing him home. Not afeard of anything, Becky ain't.
She stopped. Becky!
She can't hear you, dunderhead.
Oh, he's rearing. Oh, God, help her.
What is the end? He'll have her off.
Good God. She's waving to us.
Throwing kisses. Can't believe that. The beast's quit rearing.
Hector. He's a slave. She's got him trotting home.
Bless my soul.
The Lord be praised, sir.
Ah, look how pretty she comes. Petticoats flying, hair a flying. Ye, what a one Miss Becky is. Who ain't her slave? Did you ever see the like?
No, by all the gods, I never saw the like.
No, never will again. Go to it, Miss Becky. But don't you praise her, fool. She might have been killed. Miss Becky Sharp, did you have to frighten us half out of our wits?
Miss Becky Sharp of His Majesty's Horse Guard, sir.
You ought to be... Be...
Be what, Sir Pitt? A bareback rider in the circus?
Be sacked, that's what, Miss Sharp.
Sack me, then. I will be a bareback rider. Captain, aren't you going to help me dismount?
I'll do it, I'll do it. Becky, Becky, I've a present for you. A horse all your very own. Take your pick in the stables.
Oh, Sir Pitt, did you hear, Captain?
I did.
Oh, you're very silent, sir. Have you no other word to say?
Ditch to say. You lied to me. I'd not have let you near my horse had you not lied.
When did I ever lie, sir?
You vowed you'd ridden a stallion.
I did, I have.
You'll never, Becky Sharp.
I rode Hector.
What? When did you miss? In the dark of night, when?
The day Captain Rawdon arrived at Queen's Crawley.
You did? By God, you did. Rawdon here has you bundled up right up in the saddle with him.
You see, Captain, I told no lie at all.
I bid you good morning, Miss Sharp.
Captain Crawley.
Nah, let the bounder go. What do you care? Hopping mad he is.
I see.
But now, which horse will you have for your own? We'll go look in the pasture, eh?
Oh, thank you, Sir Pitt. Another time. I think I should make it up with Captain Crawley.
Whatever for? You gooled him, you did, and serve him right for all his airs. Captain in His Majesty's Horse Guard. Yes, you can ride as good as him, and he don't like it.
Oh, that isn't what he doesn't like.
Why, what's come over you? Up there on Hector, all smiles, waving and throwing kisses. Not a mite afeard. Where's your smile, Miss Becky?
I think, mayhap, I'm afeard now.
Well, dear friends, it's proved once more. Miss Becky can accomplish whatever she sets her mind to. But it may be this time she went too far. Rawdon has turned on his heel and walked away. Tomorrow we will know just how far he has gone. But I have not turned on my heel. I remain your servant, William Makepeace Thackeray.
Been brought to you by Natural Wear Miss Clairol. To know you're the best you can be. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.
It's not nice to eavesdrop, but it's fun. So let's check in on the comedy of errors at the Baxteries. On the little things in life, brought to you by Four-Way Nasal Spray. Gives you the fastest decongestant relief possible.
Uncle Thaddeus, can I ask you something?
Don't ask for money.
It's this cold, Unc.
Nephew, you need Four-Way Nasal Spray.
Will it help?
Use as directed. Four-Way provides the fastest decongestant relief possible for stuffy noses and sinuses.
Unc, that's a blast. Is it expensive?
Nah, Four-Way costs a darn sight less than the leading brand. You can't buy faster relief at any price.
I'm going to get some Four-Way.
Maybe you've got a nose for business after all.
I sweep my floor and I still hear sugar underfoot. I leap that straw broom.
That's the kind of dirt straw brooms miss. But a receded angler broom would get it. Angler bristles are cut on an angle to keep more tips on the floor, and the tips are closer together. O'Cedar Angler gets the dirt other brooms miss.
O'Cedar makes your life easier.
What do you hear from your floor?
Not a sound. O'Cedar makes your life easier.
Oh,
want any more salad, dear?
No. Maybe just a bit.
Debbie, get off the phone and come finish your dinner.
Who's she talking to? She's very rude to him.
Oh, that's Bill, poor fellow.
Bill, I cannot talk anymore. I'm not only busy this evening, but I'm going to be busy all the rest of next week, okay?
What's the matter with Bill? He seems like a nice kid.
Yes, he's very nice. The trouble is, he's too crazy about it, huh?
Well, no, there's no point in calling later because I'm going to be busy. Look, I'll see you at school tomorrow, okay? Goodbye.
Boy, he is such a pest.
Bill seems like a very nice young man.
He's a pest.
Well, you might at least be polite to him. I thought we'd taught you better manners than that.
But, Daddy, he won't leave me alone. He calls me all the time. He follows me around at school. I don't want everybody to think I'm tied up with him, which is what he wants.
Oh, I'll get your dinner. I put it back in the oven to stay warm.
It seems to me it wasn't so long ago you were thrilled to pieces to be going out with Bill.
Oh, that was last year.
That was when nobody else was asking her out. She was in seventh heaven because she had a date. You've forgotten. Here's your plate. Bill looked pretty good to you then and also this summer. When you went swimming, tennis, he took you out to dinner, bought you a pretty little pin for your birthday. He's crazy about you.
Well, I'm not crazy about him.
Who are you crazy about?
Well, who said I was crazy about anybody?
Oh, I knew your romance with Billy was over the day you let him see you with curlers in your hair.
Oh,
that's a sure sign.
You too. You just don't understand.
I understand. Would you pass the watermelon pickles, dear? Did you try them? Aunt Maggie made them.
Oh, yeah, they're great. Oh, is she going to be visiting my mother all week?
Aunt Maggie said she'd call. She and your mother get along just so long. Your mother gets fidgety when Aunt Maggie starts telling her how to do something different in the kitchen.
Can't have two cooks in the kitchen.
That's for sure.
Debbie, eat your dinner.
I'm not hungry.
Now, your mother fixed you a nice dinner. You eat.
She's in love.
Oh, who said I was in love? In love? I am not in love.
All right, you're not in love, but you've got your eye on some other young man who isn't calling you or following you around.
Oh,
right?
I don't know why parents always act as though they know everything.
Oh, well, we don't know everything.
Well, Mother acts as though she does.
Now, that is rude, young lady, and I don't like it.
Well, as a matter of fact, my dear, I was sort of rude, too. Should have remembered the first rule in life, mind your own business. I'm sorry, Debbie.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, Mom. Anyhow, you were right. I don't know how you know all these things.
I was a teenager once myself, believe it or not. I went through all this. And if you want opinion and advice, you're not going to get Clark Damon the way you're going about it.
Who said anything about Clark Damon? I hardly know him.
Who's Clark Damon?
He's the one who drops in when he has anything else to do, and I certainly know him well, Debbie, if you don't. He drinks up all our Cokes and ginger ale and gobbles up my supply of hot dogs and hamburgers and cake and cookies. And Debbie knocks herself out making him pizzas with mushrooms and a ton of cheese.
Once I made him a pizza. You're just mad because I used the mushrooms.
That's true. I needed them the next day. However, the point is that then he goes home, and he has never once asked you out.
Oh, now look, for Pete's sake, I think you're being a little hard on Debbie. Oh, babykins, come on, now come on to Daddy. Now look, you've got her crying.
Well, Debbie, if you want Clark, you can either cry or you can listen to your mother.
Boy, since when are you the voice of experience?
We got you, didn't I?
You didn't have any trouble getting me. In fact, it was just the opposite.
Oh, you seem to have forgotten Jeanette, who was wearing your Sigma Chi fraternity pin. I got your father away from Jeanette.
What? That is not true.
You want to get us so I can talk to our daughter a minute?
I will discuss that with you later. You seem to have forgotten that stupid jerk you were going with.
Did you really get Daddy away from somebody?
Well, it's not important. Now, Debbie, the first thing you've got to remember is that people always want what they can't get.
I guess so.
Yeah, you can get Billy too easily, so you don't want him. Bill wants you because you don't fall for him.
But I don't think it should all be so complicated. I don't think you should have to pretend things that you may not...
Look, believe me, dear, falling in love is not just catching an eye across a crowded room. You've got to catch more than that. Yes?
Bill's on the phone again, Debbie.
Now, listen. Now, you listen to your mother. You ask him over. And you be nice to him because he is a nice boy.
But what if Clark drops by and he said he might? Then Bill will be here.
Fine. That's the idea. A little competition never hurts. And pay a little more attention to Bill in front of Clark. You beginning to get the idea?
Okay.
Go ahead.
I'll ask Bill to come over.
All right. I'll give you a few more pointers right after dinner. Well, sit down, dear. I'll get the dessert and the coffee.
No, I want to get something settled. It was all that Jeanette business.
I have to get the dessert and the coffee and get the dishes done.
I had broken up with Jeanette before I ever went out with you.
I know.
Well, then how can you say you took me away from her?
I'll tell you right after dinner.
Do you think all antiperspirants are basically the same? Well, ban roll-on antiperspirant may just change your mind. Take effectiveness, for instance. Tests have shown that ban roll-on antiperspirant will actually help stop wetness better than most leading sprays. Make your own test soon. Pick up a bottle of ban roll-on, and you may discover what we've shown in tests. Ban roll-on antiperspirant. Proof that not all antiperspirants are created equal.
Hi, I'm the teacher, and that's Roland Gibbs on drums. He drew my picture last week with gray hair. Me, with 11 grays. I gave hair coloring a second thought. I found out about Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It has no peroxide, doesn't change my natural color, and it's good for my hair. Loving Care covered my grays and made my hair softer and shinier. Gotta give the kid credit.
Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It's good for your hair.
Goodness sake, are you in bed already? It's only 8:30.
I'm reading since I got chased out of the den and then out of the living room.
Debbie and I had things to do and plan, and so far everything's worked out. Bill arrived at 7:30.
I know.
And Debbie was lovely, too.
Which must have surprised him no end.
Oh, she wasn't too lovely, just, you know, just very nice. And they started playing Monopoly.
Monopoly? Well, that's hardly romantic.
Now, Bill likes it. Debbie hates it. I said, do what Bill wanted to do. He likes games like that.
Monopoly isn't much fun with just two people.
I know. So when Clark popped in about 8 o'clock, they were already playing. There wasn't much he could do but join them. Debbie is marvelous. She really learns very quickly.
Monopoly? She's been playing that for years. There isn't that much to learn.
No. Well, not the game. The game of love, as they say.
Uh-huh.
She's being very sweet to Bill, which has already annoyed Clark, and nice to Clark, which has annoyed Bill. Oh, no, she's a very quick study, I'd say. Should I turn the TV on?
No. I want to talk to you. I don't think it's right to tell Debbie all those things. One would think love was a battle plan.
Isn't it?
You did not take me away from Jeanette, as you put it. I had already broken up with her before I ever went out with you.
I know, but we'd met.
Yeah, well, sure, at the Gamma Phi house.
Sure, she was a sorority sister of mine, so I really felt kind of mean about it. Not too mean, since I intended to marry you.
How can you say these things?
They're true.
They are not.
When somebody introduced us, you sort of mumbled, how do you do, and looked off into space. Never noticed me. I said to myself, that's the man I'm going to marry.
Well, I didn't even know you.
I know, so I made sure you did. You remember the intercollegiate ball? When I fell down that whole flight of stairs? I could have been killed. I really could. Tripped on my long dress.
Oh, yeah, I know. My golly, it was just lucky I was standing there and grabbed you.
I know. I saw you before I tripped.
As a matter of fact, that's the night Jeanette and I broke up. She was furious that I rushed you to the hospital.
Oh, I know. You were marvelous. I could have had a broken leg instead of just a few bruises and a bum ankle.
Well, Jeanette never understood that. She was jealous. She was jealous of everybody, and I realized I could never marry anyone who was that jealous.
Uh-huh.
So I asked for my pin back. So I don't see how you can say you broke us up. Because when I came to the hospital the next day, you were very polite, very grateful. But Don Andrus stopped in, and you hardly knew I was there.
Oh, Don. He was nice.
He was a jerk.
Yes, he was, rather.
What did you see in him? I could never figure that out.
Nothing. I really didn't like him at all.
But I could hardly get a date with you. You were always going out with him. I chased you for 1 year. 1 year.
Yes, and aren't you glad you caught me?
You're kidding me, aren't you?
Yeah, sort of. Just sort of, because Don was rather sweet. But he was dull. But I stuck it out until you got hysterical and finally said, you are marrying me. And I said, well, since you insist.
And we went out together for another year until you really said yes.
Well, it worked out all right, didn't it? You ever been sorry?
No, never. But I just don't like... I mean, women don't really plan things like this, do they? Really?
Well, yes, Dick?
Mom? Yes? Daddy? Clark just asked me to the dance, and Billy is furious. What am I going to do?
Well, Debbie, you'll have to take it from there. I did what I could. Now, you just play it by ear from now on. You'll know what to do, honey.
Okay, Mom.
You think you're pretty smart, don't you, about men?
Huh?
You've forgotten one thing. I wanted to marry you, and I got you.
Yes, dear.
¶¶
Things in Life with Peg Lynch and Bob Dryden and Irene Wagner as Debbie was written by Peg Lynch, directed by Warren Somerville, produced by Dick Cox and Peg Lynch, and has been brought to you by the O-Cedar Angler Broom. It gets the dirt other brooms miss. I'm Charles Woods. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.
To have and to hold. To have and to hold. The story of the traditional vows, the new morality, and the people caught in the conflict between them. Brought to you by Natural Wear Miss Clairol. To know you're the best you can be.
As anyone knows, hair is only as beautiful as the condition it's in. Natural Wear Miss Clairol shampoo formula conditions while it colors, makes your hair healthy looking and manageable while it adds natural glowing color that covers gray. And it's so easy to use. Just shampoo it in for fresh young color that stays color true week after week. For conditioning hair color, the best it can be, at any price, Natural Wear Miss Clairol. To know you're the best you can be.
How do you get the most out of an antiperspirant? The answer may be using Ban Roll-On. Tests have shown that Ban Roll-On helps stop wetness better than most leading sprays. And Ban Roll-On costs about the same, yet lasts longer than most 5 or 6 ounce sprays. Averaging 2 seconds of spray per application each side, each day, the longest lasting of the leading antiperspirant sprays gives you 37 days of protection. On the average, Ban Roll-On will give you 51 days. That's 38% longer. Ban Roll-On. Why settle for less?
More coffee, Lynn.
Oh, I should eat something, I suppose, but I'm so excited.
Well, have you decided on your dress yet?
I can't decide between the blue lace or the pink crepe de chine.
Oh.
That doesn't sound as though you approve.
Well, the mums are yellow, so perhaps the blue would work.
I thought the bride was supposed to set the scene, not the flowers.
Well, if you're going to have a garden wedding, you do have to consider what's growing there.
Oh, it's going to be beautiful, Caroline.
Yes, it will. Oh, I was certainly proud of your father at the party.
Daddy did come through, didn't he?
Mm-hmm. Lynn, your father does love you.
I know. But he worries more about me than he does Jason.
Well, a father always has different feelings about a daughter.
You know, I think I'll ask Jennifer to be the flower girl.
Oh, she'll love that. Oh, I do hope Emily's going to be all right.
She was fine at the party.
Mm, I thought she looked rather tired.
Oh? Maybe she's trying to do too much. Getting a degree at her age can't be easy.
Well, she's always had tremendous vitality.
You know, Daddy certainly spent a lot of time with Angela. He really likes her, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm. He always has.
And he's always holding her up to me as an example of the happy single woman.
Mm-hmm. It's strange that she's never married. I suppose the responsibility of bringing up Emily when they were both orphaned might have something to do with it.
Well, he likes her independence, too. But any time I talk about living my own life, he practically pats me on the head.
Now, Lynn, it's not that bad.
Even while I was married to Bill. Every time Bill talked of leaving Daddy's firm, maybe opening his own office, Daddy would find some excuse for keeping him.
Well, Bill's a good lawyer.
Well, I know. But I think Daddy always wanted us both where he could sort of run things for us.
Hmm. You know, I've never thought of it that way.
You've never been Daddy's little girl.
I just don't think she's grown up enough, Anne.
Well, how can she be?
Well, what do you mean?
Oh, Robert, you've got to know what you're doing.
Well, I've always tried to be a good father.
I've never heard anyone say they tried to be a bad father.
Now, Anne, can you really say you approve of Lynn and Kurt's marriage?
Well, I just don't think it's any of my business.
Well, I think it's mine.
And you wonder why Lynn hasn't grown up.
What has that got to do with it?
Robert, let her make her own decisions. And that includes her own mistakes.
I wish her marriage to Bill Sloan had worked out.
After you did everything you could to wreck it.
I did not.
For a smart lawyer,
now,
Robert...
Now, Anne, what did I do to interfere with Bill and Lynn?
Bill had an offer to go with another law firm, remember?
Oh. How did you know about that?
Oh, I know someone in that office.
Well, he wouldn't have done any better with them. I offered him a partnership.
Maybe he wanted to get away from you and find out.
No matter what I did then, it still doesn't make Curtis Rogers a good son-in-law.
Oh, she might do worse.
Oh, well, that's a fine standard.
At least she doesn't have to worry that he's marrying her for her money.
I'm not happy with the report I got on him from Zurich.
Mother told me you had him investigated.
Yes, Karen and I didn't approve much. And the investigation... Well, that wasn't much either. He has a private income, and yet he was giving ski lessons just so he could meet girls.
Well, it beats hanging around in singles bars. At least he was out in the fresh air.
You know, I wish you young people would take life more seriously.
Robert, life is serious. That's why we have to kid about it.
This is a nice retreat.
It still has the faint smell of the stable, which I love.
You do?
Oh, it reminds me of the times Father and I used to go riding.
Do you miss him very much?
I miss him. Not very.
Well, you've certainly taken to Robert, it would seem.
You'd better ask him that. We just had a little go around.
Nothing serious, I hope.
Oh, not for me. But if I were Lynn, I'd consider it serious.
The subject has to be Kurt.
Oh, yes. You know, I think one reason Robert and I have hit it off so well in the past is the fact that he isn't my father. The tie that binds shapes a lot.
Well, it doesn't seem to be a problem between you and me.
No. And I think we have to thank Father for that.
Oh? What did he do?
He left me independent of you when he split the estate between us. You know, it's surprising how well love does when there's no dependency.
Well, Lynn's not dependent on her father financially.
There are other kinds of dependencies.
Well, you can be too independent for your own good.
Maybe.
Anne, what do you think of Kurt now that you know him better?
I don't think I do.
You've seen a lot of him.
Oh, he's very attractive. But he makes sure you won't get to know him too well.
You think he's, secretive?
Not quite. In fact, he acts at being open and appealing, but... I don't know, there's something hidden. Maybe even from himself.
Oh, your mail arrived while you were out.
Let's see. I don't know many people here.
Well, this is from Switzerland.
Oh, probably from some ski manufacturer.
I don't think so. It's handwritten.
Oh, that's from someone who is checking on some sources for ski clothes.
Feminine handwriting?
Of course. She's very smart and she, has a lot of contacts.
An old friend?
Oh, yes. She's older than you.
That wasn't what I meant.
You're jealous.
I am not.
Oh, Lynn, we're going to be married in 4 days.
I know. Already I'm acting like a wife.
You have the advantage, you know.
What do you mean?
Well, you've been married. Now I'm the novice.
Oh, and I'm the instructor.
Well, not quite, I hope, but married life is different, isn't it?
You'll find out. Listen, I've got to run up to the house. Caroline wants me to pick up something in town.
Anything I can do for her?
No, darling. You get on with your business correspondence. After all, you are going to be a family man. I'll see you for dinner.
Thank God she doesn't think she can open my mail yet. Dearest Kurt, I miss you dreadfully. Zurich is the worst place in the world in the fall. How are you? and what is happening. You haven't called in ages. I know it's hard for you to get to a phone alone, but if you only knew how much I need to hear from you. Rene Noir is still on the trail, believe it or not. Damn it. It's all because of him having to rush into this with Lynn. If I didn't have to hurry, I might be able to stall long enough to concentrate on Anne. He's been to the Hotel Adler trying to get Lynn's address. I outguessed him and got there first and told the manager some story. Anyway, it worked. I hope that's it, but he's persistent. If Lynn's father finds out, maybe I should hope he does. And you'll have to come back to Zurich and me. Love, lots of it, Lisa. I'm not going back to Zurich. I'm not going back without some money. And lots of it.
And to Hold has been brought to you by Ban Roll-On, America's leading roll-on antiperspirant. This program has come to you from the Radio Playhouse, a DCA Productions program.